Good morning, beloved. It is wonderful to be with you and share this chilly Monday morning with you in February. And today we are in Isaiah chapter 11. And in today's reading is a prophecy of hope for the Israelites who have been oppressed by the Assyrians. The Assyrians oppressed and attacked are described in Isaiah chapter 10. The prophecy is in the form of an oracle about a new king who will arise and whose reign will usher in a time of peace and the restoration of Israel and Judah. And as we begin this new week together, God's saving words for us are justice and peace. So let's begin reading at Isaiah chapter 11 at verse 1. Here we go. The royal line of David is like a tree that has been cut down. But just as new branches sprout from a stump, so a new king will arise from among David's descendants. The Spirit of the Lord will give him wisdom and the knowledge and skill to rule his people. He will know the Lord's will and honor him, and find pleasure in obeying him. He will not judge by appearance or hearsay. He will judge the poor fairly and defend the rights of the helpless. At his command, the people will be punished and evil persons will die. He will rule his people with justice and integrity. Wolves and sheep will live together in peace. Leopards will lie down with young goats. Calves and lion cubs will feed together, and little children will take care of them. Cows and bears will eat together, and their calves and cubs will lie down in peace. Lions will eat straw as cattle do. Even a baby will not be harmed if it plays near a poisonous snake. On Zion, God's sacred hill, there will be nothing harmful or evil. The land will be as full of knowledge of the Lord as the sea are full of water. And today's key verse is chapter 11, verses 2 and 3, where Isaiah writes, the Spirit of the Lord will give him wisdom and the knowledge and skill to rule his people. He will know the Lord's will and honor him and find pleasure in obeying him. You know, beloved, as we read the headlines today and we see about corruption, you know, it used to be you'd find corruption at, you know, local levels, you know, little tiny burg, little village in the south somewhere, or, you know, wherever where they find corruption. But today, oh my goodness, we have whole states, governors and you know, all this stuff. But at a federal level, even our FBI has, you know, been so corrupted. Well, we won't even get into that this morning. But the promise of God is that when Messiah rules from Jerusalem, that there will be equity in his justice. It doesn't matter how much money you've got in the bank. It doesn't matter who your daddy is. God, Jesus Christ, is going to rule righteously. Amen. Oh, what a time that will be. Let's pray. God of love and peace, teach me to know your will. My desire is to honor and obey you. May your justice reign throughout the earth. Your kingdom come, O Lord. Amen. Well, that was the start of our week together. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Isaiah 25, which is a hymn of praise and celebration of deliverance from oppression. Until tomorrow morning, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.